Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, of course, it's the 9th of November, and today's episode, we're going to be talking about, well, it's a Monday, so we do like Health Awareness Monday, and the topic is about migraines, okay?
Yeah, all kinds of headaches.
All kind of headaches.
Migraines is going
right.
to be one section.
Well, see, this different type of headache, different type of migraines.
Yes.
Because you can get a headache, but it's not a migraine, you know what I mean? So there's different type of migraines. I've seen that because a headache is just a headache, like your kids or like, you know, your liberal friends. You know, if you get your liberal friends, you know, liberals gives you high headache.
Sometimes,
you know,
sometimes you feel like you're just like underwater when they're talking. You know,
well,
like.
We're gonna be talking about like migraines with, you know, always associated with an aura, like,
yeah,
like they're underwater, like you said, or something like
mm-hmm.
they're inside of a bubble.
Yeah, I think we should say real quick that any kind of medical disclaimer. Do you want to be the one?
Go ahead and say
okay.
the medical disclaimer.
Well, for our listeners, of course, we are not doctors, and if you feel like you need to be checked out from the doctor, go ahead and do it. We're just informing you of possibilities of where headaches are coming from, and we are going to leave the decision up to you.
Of course.
Might hear a disclaimer similar to this further on in the show. So just want to put that disclaimer because we are excited to have this topic today because we want to help the people that have been suffering from all kinds of headaches, migraines, sinus headaches,
mm-hmm.
stress
in particular,
headaches.
Migraines, yes.
Yes.
Like I said, you want to differentiate. Sleeping too much. That's not migraine. That's
yeah,
not something.
Yeah, it's like a groggy headache.
Yeah, so that's not something. Like I said, you know, like...
there's hangover headache, too.
There's a hangover headache. There's a... What do you call that? The tension headaches.
Yeah,
there's
like the also known
right,
stress one. Right,
sinus headaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not migraines. So you've got to be really specific in
about
that.
About what kind of headache?
What kind of migraine?
There's a splitting headache where you feel
yeah.
like you can't think.
But we're going to have... Well... Okay, before we bring in our guest.
Yes, our guest will be Avi Luke.
Right, is he on the other side?
Yes,
one? Okay,
he is.
So
he's waiting to be called in.
Right, so...
come on, nine.
Yeah, no, not yet. Hold on a second. Let me go through the seven types of
okay.
migraines, and we'll bring her in.
Oh, migraines, okay.
Migraines, because headache... Okay, like I said.
Migraines or headaches?
Migraines. We're talking about headaches. Migraines.
You a headache?
You're giving me a headache right now. All right, real quick. The one that they called migraine without an aura, the migraine
okay.
without an aura. So
okay.
aura is something that, you know, you people think that they're in a bubble, right?
Yeah.
Number two is migraine with aura. That's
mm-hmm.
like they are like, you know, this is actually the symptoms of visual disturbances that was before the migraines begins.
Oh.
You know, but followed by the common migraine symptoms, you know, it can the durations of that can be like 4 to 72 hours. So there's menstrual
oh,
migraine.
Oh yeah, hormonal.
Yeah,
that's
it coincides with your periods, ladies.
PMS.
There's vestibular
like,
migraine.
I had a theory there was once related to
yeah?
that.
Really?
I mean, like, wow.
Yeah, there's vestibular migraine.
Is that men's migraine?
No, not really. The symptoms is it says that vertigo, dizziness,
oh.
and trouble with balance. It's
oh.
like, you know, feel like they're in a rocky, like,
yeah, and
you
get dizzy, and
right.
nauseated,
so,
and sick.
Number five, migraine without headache. See, there's
what?
A migraine. Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, there's no actual headache pain. It says that symptoms can last for about an hour or less. It says, like I said,
is it like where your head
this
feels
is when you
cloudy?
Get an aura symptoms, but never get a never get really a splitting pain in the in your head. So it says you might have a migraine without a headache, sometimes known as a silent migraine. or I believe painless that, migraine.
Especially if you're in touch with your body, mm-hmm. you can feel something's just not right. Like you have a slight headache, but it's not a complete headache. It's like you feel just icky.
Yeah. So, number six, abdominal migraine. This is a stomach pain instead of a headache. Yeah, so if you feel stomach pain, not in your head, that could be some type of migraine.
Oh, I wonder if Aubrey can address that, like for your stomach ache.
Right.
Do you think they're making these titles up?
I don't
know. How can you have a headache in your stomach?
Well,
I mean,
a stomach in your headache. Would that be like stomach ache?
All right,
so number seven is they call the status migranosus, a migraine that lasts more than 72 hours. So it's like a long period of migraines. It's a long migraine. It's like you get this constant headache and constant, you know, pain and the constant sense of like you're in this bubble, in this aura that and you're not able to sleep. You're not
really.
Yeah, that's what it says. You got this just constantly being, you know, in the aura, in the bubble of that migraine. So, like I said, again, this is not migraine. It's not a your typical headaches, because again, tension headaches, cluster headaches, sinus headaches, and all that post-traumatic headaches is not because it's not, you know, you got a sinus headaches. So that doesn't mean you have a migraine. That's what mm-hmm. they say. So without further ado, let's bring in our guest on the other side, Aubrey Luke. Welcome aboard.
Good evening. I hope you guys are doing great.
Hey, we are doing great. We're doing great. So, yeah. So, what do you call it? Go on. What are you going to ask Aubrey?
Oh, I mean, about different kind of headaches. We're going to talk about supplements that uh-huh. can help with headaches, what may cause the headaches, you know, things like that. So we have lots of topics that we're going to cover today.
Well, actually, this session, this segment is only 15 minutes long, but we are going to continue on the other side. You know, it'll be a two different episodes.
Okay, so we're going to cover stress headaches first.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What can you tell us about stress headaches?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes when we only have like too much stress, or we have too many things going on at once, if we're doing a lot of multitasking, you know,
right.
it can bring on a stress headache. And so sometimes what we have to do is we have to, you know, just take one thing at a time, but it might be too late. So one of, again, you know, it's not to cure or anything, but supplements are here to support us. One thing you could do is, if you realize that you're in a stress headache, is we have a product called B-Complex. So B vitamins, we call it the happy vitamins. They help you deal with stress. They help with your nervous system. So obviously when we're stressed out, it's dealing with our nerves. And this would be one way to naturally calm our nerves. We have a great B-complex which helps that you could drink that would help within 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the dosage. You could take, you know, one or two shots of the B-complex, but that is a great, you know, quick alternative if you find yourself, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out, I feel a headache coming on. You know, or stress headache, that's one thing that we could do to help relax it. We also have a product when it comes to stress. It's called L-tryptophan. L-tryptophan is an ingredient. It's actually in turkey. And after we eat turkey on Thanksgiving, everyone wants to take a nap, right? It's because it helps relax our bodies. So it helps us de-stress. And I know when we had a lot of stressful situations, if you have a death in your family or you're going through a disease or if you're a caretaker of a loved one, this is also a great supplement. It's also isotonic that you can add to L-tryptophan. We even have a product called Turn Down. If you feel like yourself getting too wound up, too stressed out, over life or politics or what's going on in, you know, everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Turned down with, these are three different products that would help ease the pain or help with our nerves when it comes to nerve headaches as well.
Okay. Now, would that be like, I heard that the B complex, especially the one that is in isotonic form, that it can, like, it's called the happy vitamin. So if you feel like putting the pedal, your foot to the pedal, or, you know, you're driving and you feel like you can just go 90 or 100, maybe you should cut back on that B because it makes you feel so good.
Right.
I remember someone told me that before, and I was like, that's a good one.
Right. So, I mean, this is basically what we're doing right now is the just kind of, you know, like a snapshot of what we're going to talk about later on, because it's silly me. I scheduled this for like 15 minutes and never really having to pay attention. So we have another one. We're going to jump into another live stream at about 7:30. But yeah, we have about, what is this, 4 minutes now?
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. But yeah, so those seven type of migraines, especially the what they talk about, like the aura, you know, being in a bubble, you know, when they're having migraine, is that something that is associated with migraine all the time?
Is that something that happens all the time?
That something happens all the time, yep. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're in the underwater. You know, they're like sometimes they're, you know, feel like they're in the boat.
Yeah. And every person has a different experience, you know.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, one thing too is that you have to open up those blood vessels. So that's why they say caffeine or like B vitamins, because it helps with the serotonin levels. It helps, you know, get the cardiovascular system, nervous system moving, you know, keep things moving along with the OPC3 isotonics, which helps as well. So even the omegas, the fish oils, even believe it or not, one product that a lot of people don't know about that helps with migraines is also CoQ10. It supports head comfort. So they recommend at least 100 milligrams of CoQ10. Because not only is it a powerful antioxidant, it also with our normal blood pressure, our head discomfort. And I know in the beginning you talked about like gut, like a stomach ache or a headache. Yeah, a lot of people do get nauseous or, you know, due to these headaches, but also our brain and our gut are connected together. So that could be action too. So I know if I eat something I'm not supposed to eat, I will get a migraine. Or if I do some, you know, it will be kind of like an allergic reaction as well. So believe it or not, you started increasing. Also, CoQ10 helps with energy as well. And if you started increasing your CoQ10 on a regular basis, you might not see it as an instant result like a B complex, but if you start improving, you will see a difference, and you'll notice you'll get less headaches and probably less migraine occurrences if you add CoQ10 to your vitamin regimen as well.
All of those products and supplements being mentioned is available at Shapali.com, S-H-O-P-A-L-Y, Shapali.com, and then just type in, you know, whatever you want for migraine and type in the search bar and should be able to get those. You know, well, we have a caller and, you know, unfortunately we're running out of time. We only have like 30 seconds. So we're going to hop in on the other side, as soon as this is done, and we'll continue this talk about Health and Awareness Monday with Aubrey Luke, and, you know, join us in about 2 minutes.
For our caller, it will start in 2 minutes or 30?
In about 2 minutes. 15.
Okay.
In about 2 minutes.
So the caller from the area code 630 also, can you call back and then join us on the other side? We apologize.
Call back and then on the other side. So, all right, Aubrey, we'll see you on the other side.
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.